We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support.
Stardate, January 26th. The realm of the giant outer planets is like a transit station for some smaller bodies. They come from beyond the orbit of Neptune, the solar system's most remote major planet. And like passengers at a hub airport, their destinations are all over the map. These objects are called centaurs. Like the half-human, half-horses of myth, they're hybrids. They look like both asteroids and comets. Most of them are quiet chunks of rock and ice, like asteroids. But some have halos or tails of gas, like comets. Centaurs orbit the Sun between Jupiter and Neptune, and their orbits cross those of at least one of the giant planets. They're small and far away, so they're hard to find. Even so, astronomers have discovered about 1,000 of them, and there could be as many as 100,000 that are at least a kilometer across. Centaurs come from a belt of debris beyond Neptune. They're nudged inward by Neptune's gravity. None of them will spend more than a few million years in the realm of the giants, though. Instead, the gravity of the planets will give them a kick. Some will be booted out of the solar system. Others will be pushed into the inner solar system. And others will slam into a planet. The biggest centaur is Chiriklo. It's about 160 miles in diameter, and it has a couple of rings. The first centaur ever seen, Chiron, also has rings. And it's growing new rings even now. More about that tomorrow. McDonald Observatory offers workshops, guides, and other resources for educators. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.